Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The You Should Know Podcast. Oh, we're back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the You Should Know Podcast, episode 103. Round of applause. Please, that rhyme. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the You Should Know Podcast, episode 103. We are back from Austin, Texas. I like that. Austin, Texas was a fantastic show. It was so great to be back home. A lot of y'all got surprised by our exclusive merch for the audio listeners you can't see, but Austin, Texas got exclusive merch. If you're new here, if you haven't already, look below. You see that subscribe button, is it pressed? You're wrong. If you look even more below that and you see that comment section that's fulfilled with your name, guess what? Even more wrong. Go ahead and fill that out. Guys, we have special news. Right? We have the vlog on Patreon. We have another conspiracy coming up on Patreon. We have so much coming up on Patreon and more exciting news. The first Twitch stream is going to be this Wednesday. Round of applause for the first Twitch stream. You will see all your favorites. You will get a lot of new information. You might get a sneak peek at the new merch. The new merch drop. Oh my God. I cannot wait for y'all to see it. It's so fantastic. We will be back on the road in the summer. Those dates and tickets will be available soon. Just be sure to follow me on Instagram at PSHA. Follow Cam on Instagram at CamKennedy22. And follow the You Should Know Podcast at You Should Know Pod on Instagram. We love you so much. Now on to the rest of the episode.
You Should Know Podcast.
We got co-host Cam back in the studio. Oh, he's... Oh, hey. Go, Camwin. Hey, Cam's feeling good after Austin, Texas. We got Round of applause for co-host Cam. Oh. It's time to play the game! It's all about the Cam and how you play it. It's all about the Cams and how he can take it.
Why?
We got co-host Cam.
Fix your stance now.
Back in the studio.
Now. Fix it.
Why have you been like that towards me?
Been like what?
Controlling and demanding.
Because you keep... You keep flashing your genitalia in my general direction. Behind clothes.
Okay, thank you. But don't make a violation.
You're like, what's up, Cam?
I'm a wide guy.
What does that even mean?
I spread eagle. You don't like to spread eagle for comfort? Sorry, I got a lot of weight. You ever carry around 15 pounds on your pelvis?
We should start over. No. 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 You deserve to reap what you've sowed, you sick creep.
Dude, one of my favorite things.
You remind me of Doodle Jump right there. You remember that game?
Doodle Jump was good. Do you remember the peak of what was that game? Temple Run?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Temple Run fanatic.
I was so good at a Temple Run.
I swear to God it would have been better than you.
I was so good at Temple Run.
You have crooked, gnarled fingers. I had very straight, very good dexterity.
Ooh, my name's Cam. I never put a day's work in my life. Went out in the field and hurt myself.
You went out in the field?
You
broke your fingers by fouling on defense.
I wasn't fouling.
Because you're a creep.
I wasn't fouling.
You couldn't.
All right.
So you said,
how did I break my collarbone? How did I break my elbow? How did I hyperextend my knee? How did I break my foot?
How did that happen?
Collarbone was birth.
Oh.
I broke my collarbone when I came out.
So you were a weak-ass baby.
I was 10 pounds, 22 inches.
You were a weak-ass... Yeah, dude, that's scary. Okay, for y'all to...
All natural birth. Shout out to my mom.
Facts. For y'all to understand, if you're a woman that has married or has a partner that is a large man, and you expect to have children
that are our size, just know you're going to have a mega birth.
What are our kids going to look like?
Okay, we're not going to have them, but you...
Well, if we did have kids, let's describe that kid. I've thought about it. You know that AI generator app, whenever you put the two pictures together?
You showed me.
And then you go, yeah. Thank God he got me, my features, huh?
I think if we had a kid, right?
Yeah.
In some weird utopian world.
Oh, my God.
I think it'd be a cool kid. Now, the parenting is where we'd be so different.
Why?
I'd be like, get in, do your homework, be good to society. And you'd be like, hey, I don't get what's up, man. What'd you do today, dog? You good? Yeah, hey, there's some beef in the freezer still. You can gnaw it down. That'd be where it'd be different.
No.
I go, what do you want for dinner? What do you want for dinner, bud? What are you thinking? You go, hey, I'm ordering a pizza again. The kid's like, Dad, that's 6 weeks in a row. I want something else, please, Papa. And you go, you don't get the bag in my house. That'd be you. That'd be you as a
No,
parent.
You'd be like, the most important thing is school and literature. You'd be like, we got to do math problems. We have to read Romeo and Juliet.
Hey, I'm actually going to do that. No, two things I've told Liv. Whenever we have kids, certain times when I drive around, I'm going to play classical music.
You said you're going to put headphones on her stomach and play classical music. You did say that.
I never said that.
Yes, he did. Yes,
y'all
you did.
Y'all are lying.
You said that years ago, but you said it.
That's a bit
I
much.
Can't wait for your kids to resent you.
To resent me? So they can run. They're like, I want to go to a weird...
Whoa, be careful. A weird what? What'd you just say? What were you trying to say? Yeah? No?
I can't wait. You know what, Dad? Screw you. You're such a jack. I'm going to go to weird, smelly, hairy Uncle Ben's house.
Your kids are going to love
my house.
Oh, my
God. At that point in your life, you are going to be in a much larger house.
Yeah.
Naked, wearing a robe.
Yeah.
With gnarled feet out at all times.
Yeah.
I hope you have a pet, at least by then.
I'm going to have 17 German Shepherds named Titus. All of them Titus. Titus! 17 German Shepherds.
You do realize that would never work with you.
Why?
You cannot raise a dog by yourself.
Why? I'm a good dog dad. I'm a good dog dad.
You'd wake up Thursday and just be like, oh, I've got a lot on the... Oh, shit, I haven't fed Titus since Sunday. And your dog, you go, where is he? He's like literally balled up in a corner. He's like, like he's gasping for air.
No, one thing about me, I'm a good delegator. I'll hire somebody to feed the dog. Hire
and
to
that's
walk
not
in.
And that's not a real. That is lame. That's not. You're gonna hire someone to feed your baby.
So what's the difference between that and a nanny? Gotcha, stupid. Gotcha. No. Gotcha.
No.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
Nanny is for when you're not there and you're not capable to do it yourself.
Says who? Is there a nanny handbook?
That's what nannies are for.
No, you can't have a live-in nanny.
Live-in nanny. You know what the parents do when they're live-in nannies?
Yeah.
They're working constantly.
Who says I'm not working constantly? Do I work constantly? Yes or no? Do I work constantly?
You work constantly. To where you can't
I don't work constantly?
To where you can't
I can barely feed myself.
To where you can't. You eat every day.
Do I?
Yeah, you eat every single day. At least
I've
twice.
I've missed some days.
Every single day. At least twice. You couldn't feed your dog. You would hire.
I could. I could.
Okay, so is it even fair to say that'd be your pet?
Yes.
Is
that, I bought that motherfucker.
You bought him?
That's mine. He belongs to me.
Exactly. But is there a deep love? Is there a deep connection?
Yes.
If someone else is feeding the dog, taking
yes.
the dog out, playing
yes.
with the dog.
Yes. I love that dog. I love him to death. That's why I'm getting a professional that costs $13,000 a month to feed and water my dog. Sorry that you're Mr. Saint Laurent. You're Mr.
Saint Laurent? That's exactly where your mind's at. You're not ready for Titus. You're ready for Birkin.
Okay, you're just mad that your kid's gonna want to spend more time with me than you. You're mad because yes, he's like
I can't wait to drop him off with you. He'll have fun.
My dad's been playing Beethoven in 2K all week. I haven't even talked to him, and he snaps so much.
I snap. Oh. It's like I thought you were talking about Snapchat. You're like my dad just wakes up and just. Be like, I'm so sorry.
And then your son's gonna be like, Uncle P, can you teach me what a CPM is? And I'll be like, yeah.
Yeah, he goes, Uncle P, where's Georgia? And you go, if I know.
Yeah. Is that gonna help your life? Is that gonna make you a buck? Nope. Don't need to know it.
What if they need to work in Georgia? You never know.
You can choose the life you live.
You can.
So don't.
Live so, in Georgia. So you'd openly choose to have a live-in nanny for a pet. That's what you want to choose.
If I can afford it, yes.
That's not what I'm asking. It's not if you can afford it. You'll be able to
well,
afford
if I can't,
it.
Okay, then yes. Yeah, I can afford it, then yeah.
But I'm saying you'd rather choose that.
Yeah.
Than to grind and see the parenthood for the dog yourself.
I'm parenting the dog. I'm teaching it. to love me, lay with me. It sleeps with me.
It sounds like you're teaching it to love the nanny.
No, the nanny's just feeding it and providing for it.
You know who dogs love most?
What?
Providers. Who's going to give me food?
Okay.
I don't have a thumb.
Okay, question. How many times does Liv walk the dog, your dog?
Never.
Does Ruby love Liv?
She loves Liv, yeah.
Okay.
Liv feeds Ruby. Liv has walked her before. Liv spent countless...
Okay, I will feed the dog sometimes. I will walk
there
the dog sometimes.
You literally... Okay, initially you said, I'm going to pay someone to do it.
Yeah, for majority of it. For majority of it,
so
yes.
Imagine if you were like this, right? And you go, hey, what's up, Titus? And then that's it. But then Titus gets fed from, let's call her Julie.
I'd be like, Julie, feed Titus. I'd be like, Titus, go get food from Julie.
Titus gets his food from Julie.
What's wrong
Titus
with that?
Titus gets his belly rubbed from Julie. Well, Titus walks from Julie and plays with Julie.
That's the thing with you.
Do you think he's going to love you or Julie more?
That's the thing with you. You love to judge people.
No, okay.
You are a judger of people. If they don't live the life you live, you're like, look down on them.
No, I'm saying, okay, same example. Does Ruby love me or Liv more?
I don't know. I'm not in your house. I don't know. I don't know what y'all's conversations are with Ruby.
If you had to guess, does she love me or Liv more?
I would say me. Okay. Out of both of y'all, she loves me more.
She loves Uncle P.
And have I fed her once?
Uncle P is her favorite
person. Never.
You literally give her treats every time.
Okay, I'll give Titus attention. There you go. Point blank, period. Ruby loves him. I got to say something.
You're itching your ass.
I have a question. Dude, I've been smelling good. I've been smelling good recently.
That's
I have this new
stretch.
Deodorant, and when I go like this, normally it's like somebody put like 2-week-old Chipotle in a microwave for 2 minutes, too long. And that's what I smell when I'm driving. I've been using this new deodorant. And it smells
deodorant.
it smells good. I smell like soap all the time. Even if I don't bathe, I can just put deodorant
what
on.
What is it?
I can't say. They're not paying.
What's
soap. It's a soap scent. It's a soap scent. And that's what
the
I have to say.
Is soap?
I don't know, but it smells like soap. I don't. You're pissing me off. It's already through. You're pissing me off. What I got to say is, you've been smelling worse than me recently.
Yeah, right.
Cam, this is what you, when you smell bad, you smell bad.
I do.
You smell worse than I could ever imagine me smelling.
Now you, that is a bold faced lie.
You smell like a dog park outside in the summer mm-hmm. with wet grass and
how
molded
often?
Pennies.
How often?
I'm not saying often. I'm just saying when you smell bad, you smell horrible.
I smell horrible, yes.
It's like I can smell your DNA whenever you smell.
You can smell my genetic makeup.
Dude, like, you reek.
No, when I stink, it's a stench.
It's like something's rotting inside of you.
But would you rather smell... Why would you...
What? What happened?
You followed my finger.
Yeah, because it was so erect.
I said, but you... Like you were playing, it was a magic trick.
Yeah.
Would you rather smell like me? Awful. Dead garbage, right? Awful.
Yeah, like a raccoon's home.
Twice a month?
Yeah.
Or smell like you, 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10 stench, 18 times.
But I think this has just become a joke in the podcast. I don't smell bad that often.
No, you really don't.
Thank you. There was a point in life where I was about to say,
rewind a year or two, it was funky. It was bad, bro. It was like, do you know deodorant? Are you going through this like natural life path? If you are, I'm not one to judge. If you see this, just know I mean it in the most loving way.
I can feel...
You smell a lot better now.
It's like I can feel my puberty.
But I think you used to rely on cologne.
No. I think now I rely on cologne. I couldn't afford cologne back then.
But you always had cologne.
No, I didn't. I never had cologne. I would have sample bottles.
There we go. Never mind.
That was my go-to. I would go to the mall and get sample bottles.
But all cologne is it's an enhancer. Your scent shouldn't be your cologne. It enhances you. Your actual living scent was rubbish. Like, it was bad. Like, you as a human being didn't smell good. Cologne is not to mask that. Cologne is, I've bathed, so I have body wash.
Yeah.
Deodorant. Possibly, you just chewed the mic. Possibly lotion. Cologne is an enhancement.
Yeah.
It cannot be your identity.
I'm not going, your tub stinks.
My tub stinks. When is the last time you've bathed in my tub for you to say that? You've literally haven't... you've showered once at our new place, and it was the guest one. It wasn't mine.
Your porcelain is stained by your smell. No, okay. I'm not talking about your home shower. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like when we're on the road, right? We're on tour.
And if I ever shower after you, I can tell Cam just got done in here.
Because I shit.
You think
I shit?
Pierce just said,
I shit, then I shower. That is a respectful move.
Because y'all got the big, y'all always get the big rooms in the where we stay.
Correct.
Sometimes I want to use the big room. I'm like, let me, like in Austin, mm-hmm. You got the big room. You have a nice shower.
There's also three other people bathing in there. How do you know it's me?
Three other people bathing in there? You live Ashland?
And you bathe. There's four people total. They bathe in there. Me and three other. So three plus one.
I did it once.
Okay.
Ashland did it once.
But I'm saying, yeah. So.
I'm just saying, whenever I follow you, stop trying to defend yourself.
Okay.
You stink like ass.
Yeah, I shit and then shower.
Dude, but it's like weird.
There's corn nuggets in my poop, and then I bathe.
Why are
and
you poop so gross?
Again.
Poop again.
Damn
poop
it.
Talk.
Almost.
The day we go without poop talk, I'm giving everybody a 10 grand.
Literally. It's never
going to
happen.
It's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
No, but like whenever you get out of the shower and I follow you up, it is just like you would have been great in like
war.
In like ancient times, like your musk would have gained you power. Like you would have been like, I rule the earth. Sniff. You know what I mean?
I could use it. I could make enemies out of my stench.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not. That's a stretch.
No, I'm telling you, you make porcelain stink.
I poop and then
it's
shower.
It's not the poop, bro. It's not a poop smell. It's like you.
How the hell does my body stink after I bathe?
It's like layers of your skin come off and like melts into the porcelain, and then now it's eroding, and now the funk is coming up. You smell like lava.
Pierce, with a gun to your head, if you had to lick my armpit or his armpit, who would you lick? You have to lick an armpit.
Because you do your sweat swipes.
Mine or his?
No, your pits are worse than mine.
Whose pit? Stench, everything you
my
know.
My ass stinks.
Everything you know included. Who's armpit?
It'd probably go
He's so disappointed.
That's stupid. No, but I have found out that, like, do you ever do something intentionally gross, or not intentionally gross, do you ever find out you're unintentionally gross?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it happens to me quite often.
Right? And I figured it out. Like, I know, like, some things I do are just gross, but I do them, right? And I'm aware what I'm doing is gross.
I agree.
I've unintentionally done something gross for the past 6 years of my life. And I haven't taken these earrings out that are in my skull for 6 years, not once. The only time they came out was when your dog bit them out.
You haven't took those out
in
a singular time?
Not once. I forget that they're there. Never once have I taken them out. Shower with them on, get into hot tubs with them on.
We want to talk about stenches, right? If you removed that gold hoop... You would literally kill a village.
I'm starting to get keloids.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I got a keloid right here.
You have a keloid.
Yeah.
Show me your ear.
Look. Can you see it? Or maybe it's this ear. I don't know. But this is when I found out I was gross. Because reminded me that I had these earrings on for 6 years. So I woke up the other night. And I was laying on my side. And my earlobe was swollen. Like, it would hurt. And I was like, what the f***? And then I look at my pillow, right? And I have white pillowcases. And there's green and red on the pillow.
Oh! Oh!
And then I squeezed my earlobe like this. And it said...
Oh! Oh!
And I like my ears getting licked too. So this is not advantageous for anybody.
Did you just admit that you had literal gunk?
Yeah, gooey ear syndrome.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I had to ice my ear. I never took the earrings out, but I iced them.
You still didn't take it out?
I haven't yet.
Your ear literally secreted, like, disease.
Yeah.
And you left it in there.
But whenever we go to LA, I'm going to get new earrings. I'm just going to get big studs to cover up the keloids.
I actually just started sweating a lot. Green and red pus.
No, I'm not going to lie. Liv's mom kissed my keloid, and I never said anything about it.
Oh!
Because your mom always gives me kisses on the cheek when I hug her. But I was like...
She was like, oh, baby, I look...
And there's like a green, like...
Oh,
like
I would have shot one of you. One of you would have had to leave.
No, and I felt terrible about it, but I never brought it up. I started going
well,
this afterwards.
Well, now you know, Lolly. She's like... She said, rust? Any pennies? That straw made of copper?
No.
That's worse... I think than anything I've ever done. 6 years?
Yeah. But you're weird. You take off everything when you sleep.
I take off everything.
Yeah.
That was a good week by me. Okay. This has nothing to do with 6 years ago. More like 12. Old nostalgia thing. Yeah, my brain works in mysterious ways.
Oh, shit.
Do you remember? Okay, walk with me. Let's teleport.
My legs are sore.
To a Taco Bell 2009. Okay. 2009 Taco Bell. Prime time, right?
That's when they still did like the 70s look in there, the 90s.
70s look, you're walking in, right? Do you remember that tower game?
With
that
the
they
penny?
Had with the coin?
Yeah.
You could win free
Hell
shit?
Hell yeah, I remember that. That shit was fantastic.
At one point in time, I'd say for a 5-month stretch, that was my identity.
Yeah.
I went to school bragging about it. I literally said, if you give me a nickel, I can give you Cinnamon Twist. I never lost at that. I had it down to a T.
Bro, that reminds me. I gave 1,000 pennies to leukemia.
You can't laugh at that. You can't laugh at that.
I did. It was called Pennies for Patients.
I'm not laughing at the cause. I'm you just said you gave money to a disease. You didn't say the corporation.
Oh, yeah, that's wrong.
You said I gave 1,000 pennies to leukemia. you didn't. There's a corporation. That's like, oh, yeah, I gave 6 cans of food to lupus. Like, there's a company. I remember when I donated. Yeah, I donated 10 grand to cancer. What is the company? Was it an angel fund? Was it what is it? You said I gave money to leukemia.
Pennies for Patients is what it was called.
Here we go.
It was in Miss Winkler's class.
I am so tired of it. We need to have Miss Winkler on this damn
Ms.
podcast.
Winkler. I miss her.
That reminds me, though. One day they had a mathalon at my school.
You went to a private school. I swear to God, you did. A mathalon?
They had a mathalon competition in my school, and you were excluded from your 4th period class. Only 1 period, okay. Right?
What grade was this?
This was about, I was just about to say, I think 6th.
Okay.
6th or 7th. One of the first where you have multiple classes. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do my hardest. And we get, just being a loser.
Yeah, you know, as simple, you would.
Just loser shit like I would. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to kill everyone else because it was just competition. But then when I got there, I found out every math question you answered rice, 10 grains of rice was donated.
What? 10 grains?
My poor feeble mind didn't understand what 10... It's like this. So 10 grains per question,
shit.
Right? Tell me why I was in that bitch thinking I was feeding millions. I was sitting there. I answered hundreds of questions. And at the end, it gave me my total.
Yeah.
And I'd be lying if I said I remember exactly, but it was something in the thousands. Yeah. Like just regular. It was like, yeah. I did, I don't know, 2,000, 3,000 grains
of rice. You got one bowl of rice.
And I was like, hell, I was like, am I a philanthropist? I was like, I'm doing great. I'm doing God's work.
You're
with
Oprah.
This rice. And then I went home. And I Googled, I said, Google images. I went, 3,000 grains of rice. It wasn't even, it was like half a bowl of rice. And I was like, God. I said, that's such a scam. I was like, I just fed one lady. Like, that was it.
Barely. She's not even full.
She had a serving. She had one serving.
That reminds me of box tops.
Yes or no, was I a box top geek?
You're my philanthropist. Yeah.
I was good.
I was so good with like giving with all the other shit like in school. Something about box tops my mom hated. She did not mess with box tops. She cuz you'd have to cut them off the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Exactly.
Stop cutting up my boxes.
And like when you're shopping,
I intentionally purchased items when I went to the grocery store with my mom that had box tops.
Yeah.
She's like, this is your favorite. I said, this one can give back, though. I was a little philanthropist. But then, again, I came to realize every box top was like 10 cents.
Dude,
I'm like, did I just donate like a hot, like, what do you, that's one meal.
That's funny, so.
It's better than nothing.
The You Should Know Podcast. This episode is brought to you by our friends and a close friend of mine, Factor Meals.
Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and your favorite part, my friend.
Yep.
Ready to go in 2 minutes.
So quick, so easy, tastes so good, makes me feel healthy. I love Factor Meals. I've been using Factor for over a year now before they were even sniffing around the You Should Know podcast. I love Factor to the point where Gamwin would come over to my house and take some of my Factor meals.
Swiper, no swiping, but I had to. They were so good.
Pancakes, smoothies, and more. You can discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. There's no prep, no mess. It's flexible for your schedule. And Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast premium options with no cooking required. Sign up and save. We have done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. I'm not gonna lie, you know, I spent a lot of money, or I used to spend a lot of money on takeout, and I always felt gross afterwards. Factor meals is cheaper and is better for you. I stand by Factor till my dying day.
Head to factormeals.com/YSK50 and use code YSK50 to get 50% off. That's code YSK50 at factormeals.com/YSK50 to get 50% off.
Now on to the rest of the episode.
The You Should Know Podcast.
Let's talk about our Austin
Good
trip.
Old days.
Let's talk about our Austin trip. We went back home to the 512 for the sold-out Austin show. Thank you to everybody that came to the Austin show. It was fantastic. We have a big surprise for everybody at the end of the summer. Let's not even talk about the show. Show is great. We love you. We'll talk about it more on Patreon.
The recap's on Patreon.
Let's talk about just Austin, Texas. Right?
I love it.
I love Austin. I grew up there. I love it. It's so different from whenever I grew up there.
I want you to get into that.
How it's different?
The difference. I'm going to say 10 seconds first. I absolutely love Austin. It's very fun. It's like the whole, I said community, like it's 20 people. There's millions of people, right? But the whole vibe of the city is like, be active. Get outside. Take your shirt off. Get some, that sounds crazy. But
no, there's a lot of naked people.
A lot of naked people, just not like naked being weird, but like just absorbing sun. Everyone has a dog. It's just very like, wholesome. It makes you feel good when you're there. But you kept telling us, God, this is so different.
I've lived in Austin since 1999.
Explain it.
To 2017. So I was in Austin before the big Austin boom.
Yeah.
So Austin used to be like this community. Mm-hmm. Like it was just like, it was weird. It was, everybody was from Austin, right? There was these food spots that were gross. Like not gross, they tasted fantastic, but bad for you.
Yeah.
Then everybody from L.A. and California moved to Austin. And now Austin is just L.A.
Literally.
And like nobody in Austin is from Austin anymore. Changed everything. And all the food, you can get hemp grass here. You can get vegan tacos
vegan
here.
Waffle,
I'm like, and then everybody like.
Where's the grease?
It's like everybody's just like, it's a bunch of, everybody got armpit hair and dreadlocks now, no matter your nationality.
No matter.
So many leg tattoos.
Oh, the leg tattoos
I'm like,
were abundant.
I'm like, bro, it's just different. It's just different.
So do you like the difference or do you not?
It's good to visit. I'll never live there again. I'll never live there because it just makes me kind of sad.
This isn't my home.
It's not. But one of the things in Austin is the big thing is Lady Bird Lake.
Yeah.
Right there by Zilker or Barton Springs, whatever. There's this big river, right? And a lot of people go kayaking on this, right? I don't even know if it's a river or lake. I don't know bodies of water. And for Cam's bachelor party, we went kayaking. And I can't swim. I'm scared of water. A lot of dead bodies are found in that water. I don't like it. And so, but I love Cam, and I was like, it's your bachelor party, we'll go kayaking.
Yes.
So Cam, when we came back to Austin for this show, he goes, let's go kayaking. No.
But you've already done it once.
No, I will drown. I don't like it.
You are wearing a life jacket.
I don't trust life jackets. What? I feel like that's a good like first step, but then you will still have to know how to keep going. I don't know how
to
do
anything. If you fall over, your water, you're like, and then you're just like this.
No,
you just float.
No, I'm top heavy. I feel like I'll roll over. Like, I feel like my head will, like if I stay still, I'm top heavy. I'll just roll.
What the hell did you, top heavy?
I'm top heavy. This upper half, I'll just go, you know what I mean?
You don't, it's not a ball. You're not cylindrical. You can't, you're literally just bobbing. You're like this. Top heavy.
I'm top heavy. I'll roll like a bowling ball.
You're not
ball.
Top, middle, or bottom heavy.
I'm middle heavy. I got a lot of weight distribution down there. My lower back is in shambles. Good morning to you. How are we doing? Feed your kids.
You don't. You don't roll. You don't even move.
But I don't understand. I
2 seconds underwater, and then the life jacket does exactly what it needs to do.
I weigh 210 pounds.
Exactly.
Right. This same life jacket was given to a 6-year-old.
Exactly.
That same life jacket that's saving a 6-year-old is going to save big man, top heavy, big guy over here.
Science backed. You float. You sit there and wait to be rescued. Can you not be a damsel in distress?
No, bro. If water gets above the neck, I'm panicking. I'm losing my mind.
That's the beautiful part. If you fell off your kayak, of course you're going to go underwater.
Yeah.
Of course
and then
you
dead.
Might make eye contact with a corpse. But after that 2 seconds, right? You go.
I love when
like
you make
it's
that
like
noise.
It's like a... like a it's like a rebirth, and you're sitting there, and you just
So you're saying I have to do nothing with my legs?
Absolutely nothing.
You're lying.
You could literally be like this under the water, and that life jacket is gonna keep.
I don't believe that.
You don't have to believe it. It's there's nothing to believe,
bro. The science and shit doesn't make sense. Like doorbells. Where the
what?
Where the hell is the noise from the doorbell coming from in my house? How am I in my bathroom and I hear the doorbell? That is a fantastic question. How? I know. So you're saying you? I was door dashing the other day. I was in.
You were not door dashing.
No, I ordered a DoorDash. I ordered a DoorDash. He thought I was out here delivering people's food. Your shit would be gone before he got to the door.
He'd be the worst.
The worst ever. But I don't understand doorbells. You know what I mean? So, like, this. So the doorbell, they just put that John on there. Right there on the door. Right? I put it on there. Yes, I did. It was a Ring doorbell. I have a Ring doorbell.
That's a Ring.
I'm going to hit you in public. That is a doorbell. It has a button and it goes.
Okay.
So I just put that on there. Screwed it into the wall. Boom.
What was that doorbell like? That's a sad ass doorbell. First off, you have that is a great value doorbell.
My name's Cam. I'm rich as can be.
I have a Ring as well, Jack.
Exactly. How the hell does it work? So listen, my house is three stories. Not even trying to be like it's a big house, right? I got it on a discount. It's my friend's parents' house. They let me use it.
Not true at all. None of that is true.
I have a semi-large house, right?
Yes, you do. It's nice.
So I was upstairs on the top floor.
Okay.
In my bathroom, which is pushed back. It is the back top of the house. Mm-hmm. Closed door and all. I had the wind going to suck up the poop.
You have the wind going. Explain that.
It goes. It sucks up the poop smell. Right? And I'm listening to music. On my iHome, right? I'm listening to music. I'm shitting my brains out. The wind's going. I'm at the top floor back of my house, right? The door dasher from three stories down rings the doorbell. I can hear that. It's doom. Where the fuck is that noise coming from? I don't have speakers in my house.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Oh my God, I have speakers in my house?
How else do you think you can hear it?
That's
how
my question.
How else do you think you can hear it? Make it make sense.
Hey, you've been to my house.
Yeah.
Where's the speaker?
You can't see it. I'm not saying it's a ghost.
There's spy speakers. I have spy speakers in my house. I have spy speakers.
I'm saying you haven't looked for it. It is definitely there.
Where?
How? They're typically up. If you go to like normal houses, like kind of older houses,
I have a normal
house.
That
thing right there. They can't see it, but do you see it?
Yes.
It'll look something like that. Sometimes they're just boxes. It'll be a whole box up at the top. I swear to God.
I'll give you $10,000 if you find a speaker in my house. That's not true. There's no speakers in the house.
So how are you hearing it?
That's my question, but you're lying. There's no speakers in my house. Kim, I've been to every square inch of my house.
A doorbell. You built it?
I bought it.
I thought you said you built it. I was about to spank you. You say it. Say you built it.
Kim, there's no speakers in my house.
That's a thermostat, Pierce. Yes, it's like a little box in older houses.
Okay, so where's the speaker in my bathroom?
I haven't been in your bathroom
There's
but one
nothing
time.
In there.
I haven't been in your bathroom
There's
one
nothing
time.
In there in that bathroom. It's a 2x4.
I'm telling you, if you are hearing it clear as day, in there.
How though? I physically bought that Ring doorbell. I put it on the wall right by my door. I had freedom of choice where I put that thing. Freedom of choice. Anywhere on that door I could have put it. Mm-hmm. Screwed it in, connected to the app. How the hell did it connect to the speaker?
I don't think you didn't buy that Ring doorbell. That was already there. That was already there, was it not?
I bought a new one. I didn't trust that one because the landlord had that one. They had the passwords to it, and I like that.
That's a fair point. But a Ring, if the Ring's going all the way through your house, then it's obviously it's hardwired in there somehow, like that spot that you connected it to. A regular door.
I have freedom of choice. That's what I'm saying. It's a magic trick. Is it David Blaine? Did David Blaine build this house?
You have a Chris Hazel doorbell.
Yeah, what the hell? Mind freak? What is going on? I don't understand doorbells.
Okay, let's
that
break it down.
That shit nauseates me.
Let's break it down. You hear, you're taking a shit. Ding dong. You're like, you just get freaked out.
I'm literally like this. Like,
okay, so hear me out.
So loud.
Let's start from step one. Regular doorbells.
Yes.
Okay, they are wired to that spot. That's why they're in the same spot.
Sure.
Regular. Okay, that wiring goes through the foundation.
It's a long wire.
It's wires can be long.
Who put that wire there?
The people that built the house.
Then why can you buy doorbells at Home Depot?
Because you can put different fixtures on it. The wire is still the wire. That's how a matter of fact, we're going to reverse psychology this. You explain to me, without saying, I don't know, try to make it make sense. How are you hearing a bell from outside if there's not speakers? God, yeah. He's just going, dong, every time you get a visitor.
No, that's the crazy part. Anywhere in my house, I can hear it loud as can be.
So there's logically, what does that mean?
There's not a goddamn speaker on my staircase, Cameron.
It's not on your staircase. It's in the house. It's
where?
Hidden.
Where, Cam?
We'd have to go excavate the bitch and take some pictures find it.
So a house built in 1980.
Yes.
An old ass house, right?
Has a doorbell. Yes.
Where are the speakers at in there? My grandma has a doorbell. Ain't no goddamn speakers in there.
Yes, there is. Okay, that's your thing. You're probably thinking there's a subwoofer on the ceiling with a DJ palette. There's a little fly family throwing raves at night. No, it's very discreet for a reason. Who wants a big ass 12-inch speaker?
But how can I hear it everywhere is the question.
You have different floors. Each floor has speaker. Each floor has capability.
Each room has one too? Each room has one too?
The floor.
Then how can I hear it so clearly when I close my door to my laundromat?
So are you in a simulation? Are you a robot?
No.
Are you different from us?
No.
Then.
So there's a mixer?
No.
I can turn down the levels?
There's not a soundboard.
I can turn down the levels?
There's not a soundboard. But I'm saying.
What if I'm mentally impaired? Not mentally. Audibly impaired. Can I turn it up?
People have flashes for those. There's flashing doorbells for audio.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. It's green today.
No.
It's Wednesday.
No. You have to install that. A typical doorbell. There is a thing. Install that. Huh?
Exactly. You have to install the speaker. You have to install the light.
The light.
Somebody has to install the speaker. I never installed the speaker. There's no speaker.
The person who built it did!
There's no speakers in my house. I looked around.
So how can you hear everything?
Cam, on Patreon, we're going to vlog this. We're going to vlog my house. I'm going to give you my address to my house. Everybody, come kill me. We're going to give the address to my house. We're going to have a meet and greet in my house. Everybody come to my house. First person to find my speaker gets $10,000.
I will be the first. Oh my god. Bro, you just went batshit crazy.
I know. I was. Because I don't like that. I don't like that.
It's a speaker, Bubba.
Why didn't for your bachelor party you let me give you a lap dance? Because Liv said no strippers, and I could have been one. I could have given you a little dance. I could have been a fireman, EMT.
EMT.
Police.
You were going to be a cop.
I tie you up.
You were going to be a cop and tie me up and strip on me. Do you hear yourself? Do you hear yourself?
You wouldn't like that?
No. No, God, no.
I'm just, well, for my bachelor party, if I ever have one.
I'm not doing it.
That's so selfish of you. I got into the water for you. That was life endangering for me.
Me strapping up as a skimpy nurse and giving you a lap dance is not life endangering.
Exactly.
That is pure pleasure.
Exactly.
You creep.
I gave you pleasure on your bachelor party for getting in the water.
Watch it. You better finish that sentence quicker.
By getting in the water, did that pleasure you?
Yeah. You did something. Yes. You
so
did.
Pleasure me.
I
dress
will.
Up as a sexy nurse.
Not in that way. No.
As
the
Joker nurse. You can put face paint on, so I don't know it's Catwoman. The way you hold me, come when, hold me.
Now. No, you need help. I said this for over a year and a half now.
I know.
I'm going to start looking into it.
The inside of my body itches. So we got in a big fight in Austin over breakfast. We had a big fight. So in Austin, we rented an Airbnb. We had to cook breakfast in the kitchen. Now, we had bacon. For breakfast at our Airbnb.
Oh my God.
We had 9 people in the house. Everybody was different on how they wanted their bacon. Cam, the way you like your bacon makes me want to punch you in the throat.
I guarantee more people like bacon like me than they like you.
How do you like bacon?
Guarantee. I like my shit crisp.
Yeah, you like charcoal and rocks.
I'm not saying dirt to where you can go.
Cam, you said you literally talked to the person who's cooking the bacon and you said it's not black enough. That was a word that came out of your mouth.
That is. I want it charred.
Talking about charred, Kim.
Let's explain to them how you like it.
Damn near raw. I want that bitch oinking at me almost.
Exactly. You like your meat translucent. You want to be able to hold it and still see me on the other side.
Hey, nasty boy, I like a little flavor and juice in my bacon. Sorry.
Hey, caveman, we figured out how to cook things. Let it cook a little bit.
Hey, I forgot you work on a coal mine and you want to eat char.
There's no, it's not char, it is bacon.
You might as well jump on a locomotive going down the street and like, oh, I'll eat your fuel. Don't worry about that, you nasty bitch. Sorry.
You might as well kill the pig right then and there. He's literally screaming. You grab his cute little side. Go after it. You, oh my God. You're
Cam,
you're tribal.
What's the point of the bacon without the flavor?
Is the flavor gone when I cook it longer?
Yes. That's exactly what happens, actually.
No, the fat leaves. That's fine. I don't like the fat. I don't like the gristle part. I don't like going.
That's the best part. One of the
on
best parts.
On bacon.
When it curls a little bit and you put your tongue in that joint. Like,
but yours barely curls. Yours looks like you took a literal raw piece of bacon, threw it on, looked at it for 10 seconds, picked it up, flipped it, same thing, took it off.
I want my shit like wet tissue paper almost.
Oh my God. No, that is inexcusable. I'm not taking the L on this. And who do they side with more in Austin? Just our close
people. I don't
give
a shit what these losers said.
Bacon is not... Raw bacon is literally what you feed, like, animals.
They want to eat the tires off the Polar Express. I don't give a shit. Bro. I like my shit with a little juice and flavor. I want my shit... This is what you do. You put that bitch on there. Sizzles for about 10 seconds. 10 seconds, you flip it. 10 seconds, you're done.
I'm surprised you haven't had a disease yet.
I probably have a couple.
You probably do. I'm surprised your stomach is not rotten.
Bro, a bacon, like a little raw, not a little raw, but barely cooked, that shit is like a warm towel that you get out of the dryer. Oh, my God.
I almost bought you one of those.
A warm towel? A dryer?
A towel warmer. Believe
what
it
is
not.
A towel warmer?
You plug it into an outlet.
That's too much work. I would have never used it. What the fuck? I'm glad you didn't do that. Waste of money for you. I gotta plug some shit in the wall to use a towel.
All you do is plug it in, and then your towel. It's gas. It's money. It's
Wait,
sex.
You plug the towel into the wall?
Shut up! Imagine like a small looking hamper. Okay, it just sits in the corner of your bathroom.
Oh, so it's like a. Oh, I thought you were thinking. I was thinking of like an air mattress when it was deflated, and you just put the towel in there and you fold it over. I don't know why my mind went so descriptive, but that's what I thought of.
You,
where my hat?
I'm not kidding. It smells so much like you. Like a sweaty, runny Peyton.
Oh. Wear my hat, please.
I might have to adjust it in the back.
No, just do it like how it is here. That looks good, bro. I remember you used to wear hats all the time. I miss it. It's like seminal, Cam. You look good, bro.
Thank you.
You look like you can spend a mean 16 about how much Detroit means to you.
Off of Hennemy, rocks Hennemy. No, but...
That's an awfully high coffee pot. Should I dump it on Donald Trump? Probably not.
Mic drop.
Give me the hat back.
Yeah. No, you need it and I don't.
Can we switch clothes?
No. Are you... You've been wearing this shirt for 2 days. 3 days now. No, I'm not switching clothes. Oh my God.
What's up?
Why are you itching yourself? One, but I'd be willing to bet there's a stain on the shirt somewhere. Not sweat. Sweat's obvious. Uh-oh. It's hot as shit.
Oh yeah, right here. This is a new shirt too. It was part of the leftovers we had. I just got it today. I stained it in the
cafeteria. Oh my God. Oh my God. Happened? I'm so sorry.
Hello. Good morning to you.
We're
mom?
Talking about the merch, the Austin merch. Do you remember at the t-shirt store?
Holy
oh my
shit.
God. Yo, okay.
You want to tell it?
You chime in. I'll set the scene.
Okay,
right?
Set the scene.
So Peyton said, we had our Austin show. It's his homecoming, his hometown. He's the hometown kid himself. So we did an exclusive merch. By the way, if you don't know what that is a very, very famous wall in Austin that people travel to literally to take pictures. It's called the I Love You So Much wall.
And we disgraced it. We crossed that shit out.
It's this big, like, what would you call it? Turquoise greenish wall.
It's like a greenish wall.
It's like a greenish wall that has that in that same font.
It says, I love you
right
so much.
It says, I love you so much. Couples take pictures by it. All that, right? Cross it out, put YSK. That's the Austin part. Anyway, we were going to get these shirts made. And when you have to describe it, bro. You have
so
to
we go into
it.
This t-shirt store about 40 minutes out from where we live, right? We're on the phone with them before. We're like, we're telling them exactly what we want. We got pricing. We got sizes. We got everything. We go in there. We're like, hey, in there, they had a whole bunch of t-shirts that they already made. And all of them were different textures, different blanks, all this stuff. So the guy goes, hey, I know you said you want this kind of shirt, but go ahead and feel around on our wall of displays and see what shirt actually like tickles you, which one you actually want to sell. So me and...
duck. I'm sorry.
So we go, we're feeling on these shirts that are hung up, right? We're feeling them. Oh, we like this one. We like this one. We get to this one shirt at the end, right? These are all shirts that they've made for people. We get to this one shirt. We're all up inside the shirt, feeling it like this. We're rubbing it, grabbing the collar. We pull it out. We look at it. It was like an obituary picture of somebody.
It was an RIP shirt, doves and all, name,
her face.
Someone's aunt was just right there on the shirt.
And my ass is tickling her nose. I'm like grabbing her shit. And I'm like, oh no.
Okay, but to make it even worse, you know how he said we're feeling the first couple was like a football team shirt.
Yeah.
Like a damn, random ass, like a family reunion, right?
Yeah.
And then we get to that one. We're feeling it. And first off, oh my God, if y'all could have seen it. It was one of those. It was one of those moments. It was like it felt like if we laughed, we were gonna die right then and there. We were literally like, because it shocked and scared the hell out of us. Tell me why. We go after the first shirt. There was like 10 of them. It was like it was a graveyard. It was unbelievable. I was like, you couldn't pick any other shirt, any other design to have is this, because all they're doing is showing the like each shirt was different.
Showing the
different
shirt.
Different material, different weight, different brand. That's all it is.
Yeah.
There was like 9 obituary shirts back to back in a row. Think about how creepy that is. With real human beings that are dead.
People's loved ones.
Died,
people's loved ones are getting felt on.
And we were like, where are we right now? Dude, that shit.
It was so funny, but so sad and so scary.
We felt like we had bad omens following us for a week. It was, holy hell. That was bad. Oh, my God. I forgot all about that.
Dude.
That shit was bad.
Okay. I don't know why this thought just hit my mind.
Okay. That's very
scary. Speaking of dead people.
Okay.
How do you want to be buried when you die? Do you want to be buried? I want to be taxidermied. I already said that. What have you ever said?
I definitely don't want to be taxed. I still don't think you can comprehend how scary that'd be.
For y'all.
If you were taxed. And you said you want to add wheels to you. You want to put you on a bass?
Take me
like
to
a,
events.
Like a band instrument and just wheel it around when they have to
move. Take me on events. But why would you want? It's casket?
Just put me normal, yeah. A nice little tombstone.
I feel like they do something wicked with those caskets. Like, I feel like, because there's so many. Think of how much.
I wouldn't, okay.
How many people die? A lot. Every day. People are dying.
Millions.
Every day, people are putting buried in the ground.
Correct.
How much ground do we have? You don't think they've just taken some people out? Like, you died in 1940. We're going to take you out. We're going to put somebody out. Bro, think about that, honestly. That's sad, but think about it. They probably do. Like, in Austin. Austin is filled, right? There's no room for anything. And they still have these cemeteries, like, just randomly placed, right? That are full. I know Austin. I live there. I know people that died in Austin.
Yeah. But also, to your point, not everyone is in a casket.
I would say majority are, though. Right?
I'd say 70%.
That's a lot of people.
That is. That's a ton of people.
That's not even what I was asking.
You think that's a little high? I think,
yeah. I'm not even. That was just a side point. I was asking if I killed somebody, right?
So why were we even talking about that?
I don't know. It just kind of came.
Your whole mind is on death right now.
If I killed somebody, right? And you knew I did it. I told you about it. I called you right after. As Cam, I got him good. He's gone. He's not coming back.
I'd do whatever. I'd help. It'd be
okay. And then I have a court date. I have a court date, right?
Okay.
I'll go to court. Call Cameron to the stand. There you go, Cam. There's a call right after.
I really hope this never happens because they're going to use this as evidence.
There's a call right after this killing took place. Right after this crime took place.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton called you. We think Peyton did it. Why'd he call you? What'd he say?
He was on his way home from Chipotle, and we were talking about topics for the next week's thing. He just saw something crazy that happened in the restaurant. He simply called me. I put it down in my notes, and I actually have it. You can check the timestamp on my notes.
Oh. So you would go back, but what if there's no timestamp? What if you were so distraught by me telling you this information, you wouldn't think to put timestamps in your...
I'm prepared for anything. I'm prepared for the moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I think you would absolutely defile me. If roles were reversed, you'd probably be like, he did it. I'm not. That is a him thing, a solo man job.
Have you seen my butt?
What?
I'm not going to jail for you.
You have a nice ass?
Tight.
Bro.
High and
that's
tight.
Fake as hell. Do you see how quick I just did that?
That's your fault. I didn't ask you to do that.
Okay, Mr. Harden. We actually have a phone call coming from Mr. Kennedy's phone directly after we think he committed this crime to your phone. What, you mind sharing your insight on that phone call?
Yeah, bro. He called me. He said, I did that shit. I tried to tell
you can't. You can't. Okay, try to think of a real one. Okay, try to cover me.
Okay,
on the spot.
Okay,
Mr. Harden, there was a phone call at 8:12 p.m. last Tuesday evening, immediately after we think Mr. Kennedy committed this crime. Do you want to share some insight on that phone call? What was said, Mr. Harden? Is there something funny right now? Order in my court. Why are you laughing?
If you yell, it goes
you
bad.
Took an oath to God and this nation.
What was the question one more time? If he killed somebody?
There was a...
Did he kill somebody?
There was a phone... That's what we're trying to figure out, Ms. Harden. And okay. We think you know about it, which is also a serious offense. There was a phone call at 8:12 Tuesday evening, right after we thought he committed this crime. To your phone, you answered it. Y'all shared the phone call for 13 minutes. Would you like to share some insight on what was happening during that phone call?
Most of our phone calls, I just make him real comfortable and show my butt. I showed him my butt.
Mr. Harden, are you on the record saying you showed him your butt?
I showed my butt a lot.
On an audio phone call? Because this wasn't a FaceTime.
Oh, shit.
You're seeming to sweat. Are you lying on the stand?
No, I'm just scared.
Scared of what? The imprisonment which you might deal with?
Have you seen my butt?
This is a minimum of 10 years we're talking of you in the cell.
Have you seen my butt?
Mr. Harden, are you asking me nudity questions on this stand?
I can't go to jail.
Order in the court. If you can't go to jail, tell us he did it and tell us you know.
He did it. I know.
God damn it. That was 2 minutes of work and you crumbled.
Why would they ask me, though? Why would you let them ask me?
Because I called you.
Why'd you call me?
Because you're my best friend. I just offed somebody. I got to let it out. I'm trying to get your help. We have some resources. Maybe we can get something popping.
I feel like there's somebody better you could have called.
Honestly, I would. That'd be a horrible call if I called you. That would be my fault.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
But that was abysmal. You just failed like that.
Yeah. I'm not good at lying. Under pressure, at least.
I was about to say, day-to-day lies, they're a breeze for you. You're like, oh, I don't have that drink. Oh, shit. The drink's right there.
But I don't think that's me lying. I think that's...
I think it's you don't care so much about it, you just blab the first thing that you think of,
yeah.
And then it ends up being an accidental lie.
That's because...
But it's still a lie.
Because, yeah,
You're like, bro, my shoes literally are not over there in the corner.
Oh, in the corner. They're right. Because it's like my mind is so focused on more important shit that I don't think to,
don't
like,
care. Yeah.
Think about minuscule stuff like that.
You don't care. Oh, my God.
Dude,
I'm actually hurt right now.
Do you...
I'd be in prison either way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in jail.
I'd rather your butt than mine.
I'm in jail either way.
Yeah, I'd rather your butt than mine.
That's why. Would you take a bullet for me?
Like an airsoft one?
Would like a lethal one? A real gun.
Like a lethal... But
someone has me 10 yards away, and you get this beautiful, this beautiful Channing Tatum, Jonah Hill moment.
All right,
you
jump.
Can dive right in front of that bullet. And say the world goes slow-mo for you,
hey.
And you literally have the option
to
get right in front of that bullet. Yeah. Would you do it for me?
If you think my timing is good enough for me to jump in front of a fast-ass bullet, I would move. I would jump for it. I would miss it. You'd still be dead. I'd be like, I tried.
You'd literally go, no, watch out. Wait, Mr. Gunman. You'd run and go. And he'd literally go. He'd double tap me. You would just fall on concrete. You'd be like, and then you go, wait, Cam, no. Now you're dead too. And now we both die.
Because so
your
sad.
Timing's off.
That's so sad.
What would you do if I died tomorrow?
What would
you do if I died tomorrow?
Indeed.com. I'd have to find somebody. Pierce, you need a job. No, I would cry. I would very much petition for your wife and your parents to let me taxidermy you. I would very much... You would take a lot of stuffing, but... Those hips would be... I would be like, if y'all bury him, at least like cut off the hips and let me keep him.
I want to point out a fact. I just asked you, if my life ended tomorrow...
Yeah, I'd be pretty sad.
You said, I'd be pretty sad. I'd probably cry.
Yeah.
Okay? Two things about the sadness.
This is making me kind of sad.
You then said, you would ask my family to taxidermy me.
Yeah.
You would immediately go on Indeed...
And
what'd you say?
I would ask
you'd have
for your,
to find someone else to do the job.
And I'd ask for your hips if they didn't let me stuff you.
Now this is the answer I was hoping for.
Okay.
Ask me.
If I died tomorrow, what would you do? This makes me sad.
I would be in complete, utter, abysmal, just isolated depression if you died tomorrow.
I understand.
I don't give a damn how. You bastard! I don't give a damn how your funeral... I would want to take place in your funeral. I would want to speak at it.
Of course,
you
want to be the star.
I'd be... You son of a bitch. I'd be crying nonstop for weeks. I go, he finally can't tell me no. I'd be crying nonstop for weeks. I don't give a shit what happens afterwards. Weeks.
Only
bro.
Weeks?
You said I might cry at mine.
You know my heart is.
It needs help. It needs surgery.
I can't even say I love you.
No, let's talk about that.
Oy.
I don't know when this turned so dark and twisted. You turned this to a gloomy episode. Peyton cannot tell me he loves me.
I do tell you I love you.
No, you don't.
I never do.
You do when it's literally pulling teeth. I have to.
No,
I,
that's not true.
I damn near have to grab your haunches and spank you.
I'll call you anything if you do that.
Oh my God, I just realized that.
What?
In a serious way, you won't tell me you love me.
That's
but
not
if
true.
I were to slightly arouse you, you'd say in a heartbeat.
That's not true.
Oh my God.
Well, when you arouse me.
I mean nothing to you.
I'm fogged in the brain when I'm aroused.
Guys, I'll be like, all right, like say after this, we're going to leave recording, right? Go to each other's respective homes. All right, dog, love you. Ooh, my watch. All right, dog, love you, bro. It was a great day. He's like, yeah, bro. What's another one? All right, bro. Hey, appreciate it. Yeah, I'll call you tomorrow morning whenever I wake up. Love you, bro. Yeah, you too, dog. It's never, ever, and I love you. And it honestly is starting to affect me.
All I do is, all right, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, or that. You're lucky I'm giving y'all the damn censored version. He'll be like, all right, you too.
Yeah.
He does not.
Because that's my
why
way.
Why don't you tell me you love
that's
me?
That's my way of showing love. We're all different. You can't tell me
different.
How to express my love.
We all are different. I'm not going to try to.
If I verbally abuse you, that means I love you. If I pick on you, that means I love you.
That is.
If I'm like to Pierce, Pierce, I'll be like, I'll be like, yeah, Pierce, love you, bro. I don't mean that.
Oh my God. Are you? Oh, Pierce looks so sad. Look at him.
Pierce knows I love him. No, it's just, I don't know. It's weird for, not weird for me. It's just hard for me. When I'm drunk, I'll say it easily.
You say it a lot when you're drunk. But that's three people that don't lie to you.
Drunk people,
mad people, and kids.
Yeah.
So if you're true heart of heart,
yeah.
When you're drunk, you tell me you love me.
I never hide the
we
fact.
We need to work on getting the day-to-day sober, Peyton, to say it.
I'm not hiding the
that
fact that,
that
you know, but you know I love you.
Yes,
okay,
I
so
know you.
Calm the f*** down.
You're
what do you want me
pressed.
To give you? You want me to kiss you in the mouth every day, too?
Don't you'd try love, me. Yeah, I'm about to say, you'd love that.
Okay, it's just hard for me.
I love
me.
You, bro.
No, it's not like I don't, but like this is where I say I love you. If I'm drunk or if there's a super big moment coming on. Like when we're all on stage. Like after shows, I say I love you all the time. When we come on stage, I love you. Yeah. Before we go on stage, I say I love you. Every you show, do. I say I love you before yeah. we go on stage.
But
so
about,
get off of me.
What about that? What about that Tuesday night, 7 o'clock?
Why do you want that? You have a wife.
I know she loves me.
All right.
She does a great job of telling me.
Okay. Yeah, thank
but
you.
But does it not? Everyone likes to hear it once in a while.
I tell you once in a while. You just want
more. I hear it once a month right before we get on stage. Hey, love you, bro. Good luck. I'm like, damn it. That's what I get.
That doesn't give you a little boost before you get out there?
Why were people's hairs so big in the 60s?
Ooh.
Why was their hair so big? That has been haunting me for the longest, and I don't know why. Why was it so damn big?
That is a good point.
Like, when did that become a thing? Why was that a thing?
I think there was an overuse of hairspray.
But I'm talking origin story.
That movie hairspray?
That's not
origin
nowhere
story?
Near the
I think it comes from the colonial days. Because
they're trying to be like the founding fathers?
Like
those
the cool
wigs.
Version. Like, that's like the streetwear version.
So they were trying to have non-synthetic, natural wigs, but they were... It was so, think about it.
You're like, have you looked at
it
pictures
so
of your grandma
big.
From back in the day?
I'm like, what the hell were you doing?
Yeah, bro, I watched a video of my grandma. Her shit was, I don't know.
Bro, my grandpa had a fro all the way to his dying day.
Yeah.
Still had a head of hair.
Okay, what if they brought that back?
No.
What if Liv,
absolutely
what if
not.
Liv one day came back from the barbershop? Where do girls go? The salon. The hair salon. And she had like not
massive
even
hair.
Not even like an afro, because afro would look good on her. But I'm saying like a like just like it was like straight
like
but curled and puffed. And she had bayangs. She had the bayangs.
Oh, look at that.
Yikes.
Oh my God. Like no offense to anyone's grandma in here, but like
big offense.
People really thought that was cute back then?
Dude, a lot of shit from back then is not cool.
At all.
Like
but okay, it's weird because we
yikes.
Like holy shit.
Oh, they put those no, it did come back for a little bit. The bump it! Holy shit, Liv, yes! No, you f***ing didn't. Liv wore a bump it?
I don't even know what that is.
There was like this clip you put in the back of your head and it goes like this. It looks like
you wore that dumb shit for cheer, didn't you? You were cheerleaders with did wear lip, that with shit. Your red lipstick. Yep, now I know.
Oh, that's Nazar.
Liv looked like a piranha in one of her pictures with that red lipstick. She was like, sorry, I love you, babe.
No, Bump It's, that did, so the big hair did come back for a little bit. It died out. That's when infomercials were hot. When every commercial was like the magical floating ball and all that.
Okay.
The Bump It's were a part of it.
I want to share one more thing.
I like when you share with me.
I had a shower thought the other day.
Was it about me?
Unfortunately, no.
That's where all my thoughts.
It could be used on you, though. Yes. So it's an invention. Tell me. I don't know if it's ever happened. I don't know if it's ever been a thought. Tell me this doesn't make sense.
Okay.
You know how barbers give fades, right?
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, you get. Oh my God.
I get a good fade. Shout out to Brooks.
Brooks.
When are you gonna go to Brooks?
Every time. I'll go soon. I promise.
You said that's past year.
In the summertime.
Okay.
In the summertime. Pipe down, Helga. In the summertime, I'll
be going.
You've
been calling Liv Helga so much. Who's Helga?
Her literal alias. Yeah, her alter ego is Helga.
Why?
What is that? A Viking that could jump off of a boat and invade another country? That's her when she gets angry for no reason.
That's a good point.
She's like, rah! And I just go like this.
A what? All I can see out of one eye right now. My contact's gone. Her shit does look squinted on that left side. All right, Helga. She's not invading any country today.
She's not invading shit. All She's right. Fall over.
So your invention. Okay.
You know how barbers give fades?
Yes.
Obviously, right?
Yeah.
They got to go to one.
Yeah.
Reclip.
Sure. I didn't go to barber school.
Okay. Tell me if this sounds even slightly realistic.
Okay.
Imagine a clipper.
Mm.
A big head on it. Okay. You can adjust the size because people have different size heads.
They have those.
Okay.
Everything's invented so far that you're saying.
But it's layered. The guard itself.
They have.
No.
Yes, I do.
No, I'm talking about they put it on.
There's a switch on the side. And
no,
it goes
no, that's the switch. That's all the switches.
Oh, so you're saying with one foul swoop, you have
with one swoop, it's going one, twos, and threes.
That's hard.
Did I think of something?
We might cut it out.
Oh, that's stupid. That's stupid.
Bro, so they either have to move the blade to go up to it. Like they have a guard that can go 1 to 6, right? They clip it, move the blade. It just brings
so
the
without
blade
clipping, you
I'm
get
talking
a full
about,
fade.
I'm talking about without touching anything.
You go like this, you have a fade.
The guard itself.
I don't know what he's talking about. Draw it on the whiteboard. That wouldn't make any sense.
Imagine a big ass guard. Okay? It's like a half here. 0.75 here into a 1, into a 1.5, and it ends at a 2.
I like it.
So you literally start from the top at the 2. It's going to be right here. And you go slowly as you're going up.
You have
once
to fade.
You do one full, slow, swift
I like
movement,
that idea a lot.
The whole thing's already faded.
You know what a better invention would be?
Is that not tough?
If you could mold your lips and then I could kiss you and you would feel it.
Okay, without getting too much, have you seen that one thing?
Oh, yeah, that's fire. We want to get one for us? Yeah.
No.
No.
Absolutely.
Okay, so say I molded my lips, right?
Okay.
And I gave them to you, and they're electronic patent lips.
I would use it as a anger management tool.
You'd bite me?
I'd punch it. I'd punch you in the mouth whenever I got too angry.
And that's the difference. I'd make sweet kisses.
I would never do that. I would never kiss them either, though. The You Should Know Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by our friends at FitBod.
Everyone has their own gym routine and necessities they need. Me, myself, and I, my good old red elastic band to get nice and stretched.
I love that
and
one.
And some headphones. Gotta have some agua. But you know what is truly the essential your workout needs?
Tell me.
FitBod.
I love me some FitBod.
FitBod is a fitness app that creates completely personalized workouts that adapt as you improve.
That's a great thing.
Whether you are a seasoned gym goer,
like me,
starting your fitness journey,
like him,
FitBod will push you to make progress.
It sure will. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of new to getting back into the gym, right? I'm really trying to build muscle mass.
You're doing good though, buddy.
The reason I'm doing good is because of FitBod. When you get into the app, it breaks down what workout you're doing. It has a demo video for you, and that helps me a lot. I'm a visual learner. I'm not really good at the reading. You can read on the app, but the visuals of the app helps so much. Being able to watch and mirror somebody and then being able to track your progress as you go, it is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I recommend it to anybody starting their fitness journey or people that are already experienced in the gym. Help elevate your workouts.
100%. It's genius. You took my point too. being able to watch somebody else do it perfectly, and you can just mirror it instead of just reading, oh, back squat. No, no, no. Mm-hmm. They're going to show the hinge at the hips. They're going to show how low you should be getting. FitBot has a demo for every exercise, and it makes it so simple.
We had a leg day the other day at the gym. We used FitBot, and I'm not going to lie, I'm having a hard time walking. But it was one of the most fulfilling workouts, and I feel like I left the gym accomplished, 100%. And I did the right things.
FitBot creates a personalized workout routine based on your goals, fitness level, and available equipment.
FitBot also adapts as you improve, so each workout will be challenging and push you to make progress.
FitBot also tracks your muscle recovery so you can avoid burnout and keep up your momentum.
It's fine-tuned by experienced, certified personal trainers to bring the best practices and exercise science to you.
And like we've already mentioned, there's over 1,000 demo videos in the app showing you exactly how to do each and every exercise.
Yeah, you can learn movements the right way. Add FitBot to your workout essentials. Join FitBot today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app free at fitbod.me/YSK. That's FITBOD.ME/YSK. Now on to the rest of the episode.
The You Should Know Podcast.
I think I want to help some people out.
Are you sure?
In the world, yes. I think...
are you positive?
Yeah, because the world, the love in the world is just, it's not where it's supposed to be, and I think the best love doctor needs to help it out. Hit it.
Dr. P. All right, Lord, I have the submission, sire.
All right, what is it?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Dear Dr. P.
Hello.
I've been dating this girl for almost a month. And she never wants... I've been dating this girl for almost a month. And she never wants to be around me anymore. And is always with her guy best friend. And the only time we talk is at school or over text. I don't know what to do anymore. Oh, God. Go ahead and crush his little heart.
I'm going to put like an age restriction on Dr. P. Look, bro.
Just rip the bandage
with
off.
These kids, man.
Rip it off.
You've known her for a month.
No, I've been dating for a month.
Dating for a month.
Let's assume they've known each other for a year. Let's just assume it.
Dating for a month. She has a guy best friend. He's kissing her a lot. He's kissing her tongue mouth. A lot of boy and girl tongue mixing. A lot of boy and girl tongue.
I'm so sorry.
Ah, it's Dr. P. I'm honest.
No, it's true.
She doesn't.
Trying to be mean. You're spitting facts.
Bro, it's done. You're cooked. You're in the gulag.
You can fight your way back.
No, don't fight your way back, bro. Leave.
Leave with dignity. Let her run.
Just be like, hey, bro. Tell her, hey, bro, I'm not getting the attention I think I deserve. You're a great girl. I had a great time. Sorry if this isn't what you wanted, but I feel like I'm not getting respected the way I want in this relationship. I'm going to choose to end it. And I'm 12 years old, too, so I'm going to have algebra 2 next period.
Let's all go. Right. One more. All here right. We go. Hey, Dr. P.
Hello.
I've been talking to this girl for about a month.
No, I
swear to God.
What's with these 1 month relationships? Y'all have problems, bro.
And she says she's high class and she only wants Prada and Dolce and Gabbana and only likes to eat at high end restaurants and wants a G Wagon. What the fuck? With all that being said, I don't think I could provide for her the way that she wants me to.
Send her to Dr. P.
I could really use some advice. What should I do?
Yo, you like that girl? In 1 month, she's asking for G-Wagons, Pradas, and high-end. Bro, she doesn't... F this girl.
Literally.
Leave her. Who cares? Yeah, bro, if you don't have that, don't feel bad about it. And if she's not willing to be there for you whenever you're in the grind of getting to where you want to be, leave her. Cool. If she's not cool going to Applebee's 2 for $20 or whatever... F her.
Get a job. No, I was waiting for that.
I'm just kidding, bro. That's shallow. That's messed up. You don't deserve that. I mean, I don't know. What if he does have it, though? What if he has it? What if he has it like that?
I think he might. No, he doesn't because he said he can't provide for it.
Oh.
You know, we're helping young guns today.
Yeah, leave.
Last one. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
And this one's more of a, it's very short.
Okay.
It's also, I feel so bad. Dear Dr. P.
Hello.
I just turned 18, and the longest I've ever been in a relationship was for less than 48 hours.
Dude. What's happening?
It's the special young edition. It's the young edition this week. His question is, how do I keep a relationship? There are so many lost souls on this Discord. There is lost souls. It's long. He's 18. His longest relationship is two calendar
days. You know, no, he says less.
He hasn't made it through two nights.
He hasn't made it through a weekend.
Literally, there's. I swear to God, there's. Look, that's the whole thing. There's nothing else. It just says, "How can I keep a relationship?"
Oh, bro.
And then it says, "P.S. Here's my phone number."
Like you're gonna shoot him dips.
No, no shot. Call.
Yeah.
Do *67 so I just have your number.
The You Should Know Podcast.
All right, guys, we got the number in. Obviously, you're not allowed to hear that part. Here we go. We're making the call. Oh,
what happened? Who am I calling?
It might be a girl.
Hello? Hi, this is Dr. P. Who is this?
Hi, this is Molly.
Hi, Molly.
Hey, Molly.
I'm Dr. P. I'm here with Secretary Cam. Yeah, you're on the podcast right now. We just got your Dr. P submission, right? And we have some questions.
Yeah.
Okay. So your Dr. P reads, Dear Dr. P, I just turned 18, and the longest I've ever been in a relationship was less than 48 hours. How do I keep a relationship? So can you break that down for me a little bit, Molly?
Yeah, I found a guy at school, and the longest that I could handle him was
48
hours.
Oh,
so it wasn't your fault.
Oh, so you just didn't like the guy.
Yeah, no, he was so annoying.
Okay, is this your only experience in that realm? Yeah? Oh, okay. Well,
give her some tips.
This is what Dr. P would give you. The best love doctor in the Are you in an airplane?
Are you in a hurricane, Molly?
What is that? Are you swimming?
Do you need to be seeking shelter, Molly?
No, I'm outside walking my dog.
Is there a tornado where you live?
No, it's just so windy here.
What breed of dog?
Oh, that's a great dog. Hey, Molly, that's what I would start with. You know what I'm saying? You take that golden doodle pup, right? You take that golden doodle pup. You go to your local dog park, right? Once you're at your local dog park, you find another boy with a nice shih tzu, right? Or maybe a golden retriever, and you let those dogs kiss. You kiss those dogs. And then you go up to that owner and you go, "I want to kiss you like my dog's kissing you."
I wouldn't do that, Molly. I wouldn't start there. I wouldn't.
Too comfortable doing
that. Oh. You never disrespect the love doctor. Never, Molly.
Did you hang up?
You hear me? This is Doctor.
Did you hang up?
It's not Peyton. It is Dr. P. I am a world.
You hung up?
Peyton. It's not Peyton.
It's
not Peyton. I ruined your day. No! It's not Peyton, it's Dr. P!
No way!
Ruined her day! Aww. She couldn't even keep that phone call for 2.5 hours! Or 48 hours!
You lost a subscriber.
You f***ed her day up!
You lost a subscriber.
Oh my gosh! The worst part is that you think it's f***ing hilarious!
Yo, okay, Molly. Peyton would never do that. It was Dr. P.
Dr. P. felt disrespected.
I've worked at my craft forever. I just got off
you
the PJ.
You listened to the doctor.
I got off my PJ from the Bahamas with 83 Instagram models, and you didn't take my advice. And I was really trying to get you some love.
Okay, well now talk to Molly from. Hold on, that was. Dr. P. Please, God, talk to Molly from Peyton, because she is in shambles right now.
Molly, this is Peyton talking to you. I could never give you advice. I'm not a good love doctor, but my advice would be to take Dr. P's advice.
She couldn't even give me advice.
I gave her advice. I didn't give her. Dr. B gave her advice. I heard it. Now I think it's time for people's favorite segment. I'm gonna
Molly,
call.
We love
I'm
you.
Gonna call Molly after this. So everybody in the comments is freaking out. I'm gonna call her after we record. Everybody relax.
Molly, we love you.
Pop culture. Oh. Pop culture. Panic camp. Pop culture. Panic camp. Pow! Pop culture. Ryan Garth. I'm just kidding. We're not getting into that.
I have, speaking of the fighting world, though, I know that was a joke. Hell, this episode will come out Monday, but it's obviously we're recording it prior. This Friday and Saturday. Friday, Anthony Joshua and Francis Ngannou.
That should be good.
That is going to
the
be
the press conference
nuts.
Is today.
I am cheering for AJ. I've always, I mean, I like Francis too, but I've always been a true fan to AJ, so I want AJ.
When we met him at the mall, he's a big boy.
He said, y'all do sport.
Y'all do sport.
I said, used to. You look like a tank. Anyway, I want AJ to win on Friday night. That's going to be crazy. And then we literally get to stay up late Friday watching that, wake up, and then Saturday, Sugar Sean O'Malley headlines UFC 299.
I want 12 beers and some fried pickles for that.
And
one.
We'll be exactly where you know that's going to take place to indulge in that, but we're not going to tell y'all.
I love Sugar.
Well, I guess we could tell y'all because it's already going
to
be past.
And no, because we're going to go to more fights.
That's very true. So we're going to go to our place there and watch that. And I'm very excited for this weekend for both of those. Good old fight weekend.
Great fight weekend. Great fight weekend. There is let's talk about a movie, right? Dune 2 came out.
I'm hearing crazy
great
reviews.
Great reviews for Dune 2.
I don't know his name. I haven't even seen Dune 1. I haven't seen Dune 1. I'm going to watch it. And then we're all going to go watch Dune 2 in theaters. But they're saying... I don't know his name, but the villain in Dune 2, they're saying he's Heath Ledger, Joker.
That's Austin Butler, Elvis. You know who Austin Butler is?
Sure.
You know who Austin Butler is?
I'm talking about his name in the
universe. Oh, yeah, I don't know.
In
Cryo,
the universe.
So I don't know.
Yeah, something like that, like Proximus or whatever. Yeah. Whatever the hell his name
is. He's a great actor.
They said the performance he gave in Dune 2 is like Heath Ledger, Joker level.
Yeah, I think now I get a little... Austin Butler's a great actor. Great actor. I saw him in Elvis. Fantastic. The way he did that role, crazy. He's always been good. I think a lot of those articles that come out now, I'm not going to say it, but I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know. I would say a lot of those are PR. A lot of the PR teams for these movies, they do that, and they say, like, oh, this, and it gets people excited for the movie. So, I don't know.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about from TikTok, bro. People's personal
The TikTok
reviews.
Movie reviewers, right?
No, just random people talking about it. Some of them are movie reviews.
What are their TikToks?
Like,
what
I don't remember the accounts.
I'm saying like, what is the, like, have you seen any of their other videos?
Oh,
all
no.
Their videos.
No. Okay. I'm talking about just straight up on the timeline. It would come across.
I know.
Their,
I'm saying those
I didn't,
TikTokers.
I didn't go to their account.
So
yeah.
If you look at those I'm not going to ruin these people's bags, but a lot of it is PR.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just saying. Whenever I see that now, when it first happened, like whenever it's to this person's like Heath Ledger, I'd be like, holy shit! But now I get
you take it.
I understand that it's marketing and. All that shit. But I haven't seen the first Dune. I started watching it about like a year ago. It was just way different than what I expected. And I was already tired when I started watching. I fell asleep. I haven't gone back to it. So I need to watch it. And the reason I didn't finish it is because I heard... Because they promoted the shit out of Zendaya for the rollout of that movie. And I heard she was in it for like 3 minutes for the first one. So I was like... I was a little mad. I was like, you're already trying to play me. And I don't like when I get trying to play
me.
That's why like Molly got banged on. But yeah, I'm excited to see Dune 2. Or Dune 1 for that fact.
We got to find Dune 1 and then go watch Dune 2.
Oh, I have a website.
We'll sit in the back. We'll sit in the back.
Yeah. And that was... Pop culture, pay Nick Cam. Pop culture, pay Nick Cam. Bow! Get us out of here.
All right, everybody. Episode 103. Next week's episode. Episode 104. If you do your math right, what is 104 divided by 2? 52. How many weeks are in a year? 52. So what does that mean? Hello. Happy birthday. 2 years strong of doing this. So we absolutely love y'all. Can't wait to see you next week. Episode 104. This week's secret code. Confuse the casuals. Confuse everybody else that's not as trill and real as you, and to get your good karma is G-E-S.
G-E-S. I don't know. What does that mean?
Gooey ear syndrome.
Gooey ear syndrome. I knew it was something about ears.
It's something about syndrome.
Gooey ear syndrome.
Gooey ear syndrome. Peyton has it. That's disgusting. 6 years in keloids. Anyway, he still loves y'all. His hair looks crazy, but he still loves y'all.
We have this tour... Dates and tickets
coming very, very soon.
Follow us on the Instagrams and all that.
All the Instagrams down below. Twitch.
Wednesday.
next Wednesday, the first.
No, this Wednesday.
I'm so sorry. Yes, this comes out Monday. This Wednesday, 2 days from now, Twitch. Look in the description below. It's going to take you to his channel. Wednesday night, am I assuming?
Yeah, probably like 6 or 7.
Wednesday right evening, now. Wednesday night, the inaugural, the first one, the amazing opening Twitch session will happen. Patreon has all sorts of stuff coming to it. Go check out the Austin vlog. We talk about how amazing the Austin show was. There's a recap extended episode, and the vlog is out on Patreon right now. Go look at those. Conspiracy episode 3. Y'all absolutely love them. It is coming very, very soon, and much, much more. Also, again, I'm going to say it every single week. The official Facebook is the one right here. There's like 20 of them out there. The official one is the one with that link. You're going to click that link. It only takes you to one. That's the official one. But right, enough of that.
Guys, we love you so much. And remember, 1 out of 10 koala bears don't make it home to Christmas. And we will see you next time. Kapow, ka-chow, Lightning McQueen.
You don't smell that bad.
You smell bad.
We're trying to call Molly back. See, hopefully she doesn't hate us.
She probably blocked
me. Hope she knows it was Dr. P and not Peyton. I'm going to leave her a voicemail just in case.
There you go.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
We're gonna mute this so that her number doesn't get leaked. Not available. There you go.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, it's Peyton and Cam. Cam, say hello.
Hey, Molly.
So we're calling you because we want to thank you for being on the podcast. It was Dr. P. He's a strange guy. We just want to say we love you and thank you for submitting. And we'll talk to you soon. Good luck with your future endeavors. You're a great person. You deserve great love. All right. We love you. Goodbye.